Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Madison. My co-host John and I have been podcasting since 2005, and we do tons of bonus shows every week for our main show, Video Game Outsiders. Now, Warcraft Outsiders is one of those shows, so if you want to get these shows earlier, with better sound quality, and without this annoying ad at the front from me, you can check out VideoGameOutsiders.com and go premium for $1.99 a month and get tons of shows from John and me and support us. So let's check this episode out. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Warcraft Outsiders. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Michelle Madison, also known as Shelly.
Warcraft.
What's your problem?
Hi, I'm John. What's going on, kids?
I was up till 4 last night playing WoW. I am so tired. So no, I didn't just pick up smoking. I'm actually still in a bit of a sleep state right now.
Yeah,
yesterday was probably one of the days I've spent in a while playing WoW, like the longest time. Because we did like Mythics and we went in a raid, then we went back and did Mythics. So we're going to catch up with what we've been doing in the game, see if John hit 60, see if he got to pick his covenant, and maybe find some news, because it's been kind of light over the holiday break. We hope you guys are having a good break, by the way, but we did want to touch base with you. We had some people asking, did John hit 60? So we're going to find that out. And I guess I will start off. So like I said, it was a long WoW day yesterday. We finally decided to go into the raid, Castle Nathria, just threw something together with our friends, and we did it in like one shot. Like, we didn't do it over days, so we just did it in like a couple of hours. And it wasn't so bad because it was normal, but some of the fights are crazy. Like, when you wing it, it's kind of more fun than if you go watch videos and stuff. You just got to see it once, and then you usually get it, or sometimes two or three times for me, because there's just a lot of chaos going on. I mean, you go.
So what was the big payoff? Did you get anything?
I got some legendary, what are they called? Rune carving thing, memories. So now I can craft a couple of different legendaries, which is good for me because I got like a decent shadow one. Because I've been doing shadow a bit more. Some of my friends like want to heal and gear up healers, or like this week was really bad for healers. I just personally didn't like it. So I did a couple healing and a couple shadow because every week Mythic Plus has like an affix and a couple of different things that go on. And one of them is like a stacking debuff that the longer people stay under 90% health, they take more and more damage. They get more and more of these debuffs on them. So you have to heal it up and get them out of 90%. So it could be one idiot that just throws it off, you know, if they're standing in something. So it's just not like one of my favorite weeks personally. But I also really like when things go bad, I think, in runs. You can have a perfect run where you beat the timer and it's all fun and everything.
It's kind of boring, really.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like, I mean, it's not that rewarding. Like, I got a piece of gear. Like, mm-hmm. I don't value that as much as just, like, when things go to hell and people are shit-talking each other and you're having some laughs. I think that's much more fun personally. I mean, you don't want to be in a complete shit group where you can't get anything done. But I think there has to be a balance between that and, like, the super serious groups.
Well, that's
where,
the challenge, right?
Yeah.
You want to feel like there is a challenge instead of just,
yeah,
being on autopilot and rushing through everything.
And there definitely is a challenge, especially like I said, like a healing, you have a lot to worry about. I get tunnel visioned on people's health, so I sometimes fuck up mechanics and I'm getting better with that. But a perfect boring run where I got a piece of gear is less fun to me than some stupid shit show where somebody messed up, or, you know, I pulled an extra mob or something stupid happened. So that was kind of fun. I got to see a 10. So there's a new thing that pops up in 10 plus Mythic Plus. It's called Prideful. So every like certain percentage of damage or people dead or whatever, some guy comes out and he shoots red balls from somebody randomly, and you have to position yourself to get out of the red balls. So usually the person who gets that prideful debuff has to just stand there so everybody else can position themselves around them. But a lot of the times in my group, people are moving to try to hit people so they get stunned. So there's like a lot of little ways you can really mess with your friends and troll. But, you know, there's certain groups where that works and there's certain groups where it doesn't. So, yeah, it was just kind of fun to see all this new stuff. And I hope they push it further with Mythic, like different affixes. I hope sometimes they're buffed. Like, it would be cool to go in 1 week and be like, wow, it's haste week. I have so much haste. This is really fun. Or maybe they could have done that in Torghast. I think that would have been a better place. Speaking of Torghast, they did nerf it heavily. The last week or two that I did it, it was really easy-ish. Not that I ever really had a problem as disc, but I still know some people having problems on like mages and rogues or something. So there needs to be some more balance with Torghast, but they did nerf the health pools, which was good. I also did a few more RBGs, and still probably my favorite thing in the game. I just really like it, and it seems to be what I'm the best at in the game. I really just, I like PvP. And also, I I don't know, I'm kind of understanding like the legendary system more. And originally I was going to like just make like one really like level 4 overpowered one and just level it up. But now I think I'm going to fool around with them more, like have a couple of level 2s or make a level 1, because like you really want a legendary for a different situation, especially for a different spec or a different, you know, PvE, PvP. But there's a certain legendary that might help if your tank is taking more damage, or a certain one that might help if you really want to buff damage if something's like a DPS check. So I kind of like that you can play around. I just don't know if a legendary system was the best way to allow people to fool around with different things like that. Maybe it could have been built into the Covenant. I don't know. But yeah, just been playing a lot of Warcraft. And, you know, that has to go on during holiday break. We're still right in the thick of it. Obviously, we have New Year's coming up, and a lot of people are off from work and on lockdown. So WoW is like that perfect game, you know, where you could get sucked into it for like 20 hours a day, you know, and not sleep very well, which is what,
you know, even. But are you feeling like it's holiday-ish, Michelle? Because even though, you know, we're in a lockdown, it's a holiday week, you're just doing non-holiday things.
Well, what am I supposed to
be
do?
More, I don't know. There should be more festive.
What? Well, I'm doing what I want to do, which is what I always do, and I'm doing.
But there
what?
Should be like some, you know, Christmas quest or New Year's Eve thing, or no?
Yeah, but nobody would want to do that.
New Year's Eve themed dungeon.
Yeah, I mean, that could be fun. If it's something you can get together with your friends and do that involves, like, killing things, sure. Not, like, riding that sleigh above Orgrimmar, like
no,
we talked
about.
No,
that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, like a special quest.
Well, here's what they did. They put Santa hats on some of the bosses, and they drop.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's, you know, it took a lot of effort. The art team worked hard.
But even, you know, to put my Call of Duty hat on, you know, one of the maps is Nuketown. They completely reskinned the whole thing. It's, like, crazy, the amount of effort that went into it.
A little bit. Like, they had holly around the doors and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
They should have whipped up something, I agree, that was, like, actually fun to do. But I don't expect that much from Blizzard, honestly. Like, I just, what makes it fun still is there's not many games that you can go in with a bunch of people and go through. I love dungeons. Like, there's something about dungeons I've always loved. Like, I just love roles in dungeons where you go in with 5 people, you all take on a role, and you go kill some stuff. Like, there's not many games where you can do that other than MMOs. And to get everybody on the same MMO is sort of an issue sometimes. But I would love more things like that, where you just get together with people, and you go in some dungeon, and somebody is a this, and somebody... I love the tank, healer, DPS, all shit. Like, I really like that. So that's what makes WoW great. And that's why, you know, I'm talking to some people that they're just saying they're having a hard time finding the fun in WoW, and they don't really enjoy it anymore. And it's like, maybe find a guild or find a group or something, you know? Like, personally for me, I don't necessarily always need that, but it definitely makes it more fun with people. Like, it's an MMO, so... But I can still go on and just, like, random QRPGs or... and enjoy myself. But anyway, let's see what you've been up to. You've been doing more of the leveling stuff, I assume.
Yeah.
How's it going over there?
I hit level 60, Michelle, finally.
Congratulations. Yeah.
I picked my Covenant reluctantly.
Yeah. Why reluctantly? What did you pick?
I don't know. The place needs a lot of work. It's in shambles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not well maintained. Revendreth is just
okay.
It should be a little more stately. I thought, you know,
yeah,
there's going to be parties, and I pictured marble and candelabras, maybe some nice crystal chandeliers, maybe
so
a little dusting
into like the decor. Is that what you're saying?
It's just I just don't. It's just so drab. It's just okay. I picked it because I it was the one I wanted all along, and then I got there, and it's just a big brown mess. And
okay. Well, you know, I love the Kyrian aesthetic, but I like that whole angels and demons thing, too. So I also like Revendreth with the dark vampire stuff, but maybe it's a little too dreary for you.
Well, I like the idea of it. I think it could have been a little more... old money looking or something. I don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, everything WoW does is sort of like cheesy and Disney now. Right. You know, like there's these weird.
But it's not that. Like, I want like some stained glass. I want. Okay.
Well, yeah, I played a Warhammer game that looked like that. When you went to this one church, it was like really badass. But they could have done like a dark sort of vampiric Castlevania thing instead of.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was envisioning going into this, and it turned out just to be a big destroyed mess of rubble.
You're right. There is a lot of rubble.
Yes,
like, it's really annoying to navigate. Like, you're walking up some rocks and you take a mirror. If you guys can make a fucking magic mirror, can you build a wall?
I know.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
There was
why
one,
is there,
there
all
was,
this rubble?
And they added like this mechanic because there was one scene where I had to kill this dragon thing.
Yeah.
And then go up the stairs behind him, but the stairs were all broken. And they added this chain platforming mechanic where you pull on the chain and it brings you up a level.
You can get up the broken stairs a little. If we're thinking of the same broken stairs, there's a lot of broken stairs in Revendreth. You're right. What happened there? Deathwing didn't fly through there and shit down everybody.
Yeah. Why? I don't know why. It just needs.
You watch the Castlevania show on Netflix, right?
Of course.
And you know how cool that castle looked. You know, that floating castle he was moving around. Like, yeah, it would have been cool to see something more like that. You're right. I never even thought of that. There was a lot of rubble.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on Mars or something. Like, it's a Mars expedition. And
I hate the zones. I hate to keep complaining, but they're just too small and too contained and too, you know, I just like more wide open spaces.
What's funny to me is that, like, I the whole mirror thing in Revendreth, right? So, like,
it's a portal. It's a
Sinfall, whatever, which is kind of the hub there. Right. Like, instead of having stairs, everything's instanced. Every floor is instanced. It's not it doesn't feel like you're in any cohesive building. You know,
I agree with you. That's like, what makes a World of Warcraft. When you don't take portals around, you go there yourself.
But
you know?
you're literally taking a portal to go floor to floor. And that's just covering up the game design. That's covering up the limitations of the engine. Yeah. And, like, you know, you think back about Stormwind and the King's Castle, whatever, all in the back there. You know, that's kind of cavernous and all kinds of different rooms. And, like, you felt like you were in a building, you know?
I agree. 100%. I mean, every city I can think of, even Undercity, you know, you don't feel like you're taking a portal to go from one wing to the other. You're right. I totally agree with you about the aesthetic and how they chose to deal with navigation. It seems a little off.
Yeah. So I picked Revendreth, you know, the abilities I got, that teleport thing. The one main ability is kind of okay. It like adds this dot at the end of it, which I can use with Malefic Rapture, whatever it's called.
Okay.
So whatever, I picked the Covenant and I'm doing the world quest now, right? So that's where I'm dumped into. And
There should be some gear upgrades. And then once you get a decent eye level, you can jump into heroics and stuff. You can queue for them.
So right now I'm trying to do the 3 world quests. And honestly, I'm kind of bored of it because it's just more questing and running around. And like my least favorite part of the game, honestly, when doing solo leveling is you want to get to point A. You don't have a flight path to get there easily. Mm-hmm. And you just have to go through all this trash on the way.
Well, there's no flight whistle. Like last expansion, if you remember, we had a flight whistle. You blew it. It took you to the nearest flight master. You had a hearth in different areas. Like this is really hard to get around. And
everything's so confined. Like everything's narrow. Yeah. There's like no good shortcuts to get around things. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you're constantly in battle. And I'm trying to go like, you know, a block away. And I'm forced to basically have all these battles along the way. And it's irritating to me. And so
I'm worried about you leveling through your campaign renown. I don't think you're going to be able to do it. Because like the first week you have to get 1500 anima. I can't see you doing that.
I don't know. I'm not worried about it too much. I'm just going to keep playing. And okay, here's the thing. So I did like the Ardenweald dungeon, which I've unlocked like all the dungeons now, obviously. So I've done 2 of them, and I absolutely fucking hated the Ardenweald one. Didn't feel like a dungeon. It was a fucking forest maze.
Well, there's 2 in Ardenweald.
Whatever. Okay. It was the forest maze one. I hated it.
Mist of Tirna.
You're getting closer.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. You can find me. I'm over here. It's like a floating toddler.
I hope you don't make a mistake.
With an upskirt shot. Yeah. It's a little anime.
I hate that fucking place. It's not a fucking dungeon. It's a goddamn forest.
Yeah, I want to go in a deep, dark dungeon. Where are the dark, scary dungeons?
Right. Give me some fucking dungeon underground. I want stones and chains and things like that. So anyway, I'm doing that shit. I started doing random battlegrounds, which I'm actually trying to get into for once. And I just redid all my talents and bars and everything because I'm like, all right, enough's enough with this shit. I'm going to fucking deal some goddamn damage. I'm going to fucking get rid of these people. I'm going to handle this.
I don't think you handled it, John. You sent me a screenshot where you were like,
That was before we did everything.
Well, listen, the first thing you can do is get some honor and buy the double verse trinket.
Well, I just landed in Orgrimmar trying to find the PvP vendor, and started the show.
Orobos has them. Yeah, to the right of the Enclave.
I thought the PvP vendor. I Googled it.
I mean, they might have them there too, but they're in Orobos. Okay. So that's where you usually hang out. And you can upgrade your PvP gear. which is good with Renown, but you're going to have to level through Renown with your campaign, which
I
can't
see. The PvP Pembers in Ouroboros? Because I Googled it and thought it said it was in Stormwind.
Well, there's a bunch, but the one in Ouroboros has the upgrade to the gear, and that's what you're going to want to be able to do. Oh. So the nice thing is for somebody casual like you, like you can just get the honor gear, and then you can upgrade the honor gear with more honor. So if you just wanted to spam normal Battlegrounds every day, you could, if you ended up liking it. There's no reason to do it if you don't like it. I personally like
I like it. What I never liked about it is the frustration of it. And I'm and I'm in the mode right now.
That should
fuel you.
It should fuel you to come
back.
That's
what I'm saying.
Them.
I'm in the mode right now where listen, motherfuckers. Enough's enough of this, okay? Mm-hmm. All right?
Or you might find something interesting that you can do.
Mr. Demon Hunter, I'm taking care of you now.
Demon Hunters can hurt. They're not the worst though. Sub-rogues and hunters for me really hurt.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
You went in Torghast, right? The intro one?
I did, and, well, it was okay. I mean, the intro one is pretty, like, elementary. You know, it's not, it wasn't even remotely hard. But
I know people
see
have been there for 4 hours, and then they fail one. And, like, it just makes people really angry. I don't think people like Torghast, really.
Oh. Well, I mean, once you realize how it works and you well, at least when I did it, it was holding your hand. It says, you sure you want to leave this floor? There's some powers you left behind. And then,
Well, you, can leave them behind. You don't have to.
I know,
them.
But I was wondering if it was warning me because it was doing introduction and if it's going to do that. Yeah. So anyway, once I started stacking all those powers and all that, I'm like, oh yeah, this is totally fucking rogue. It's like Hades kind of, where every time you go in there, you're going to have all these different buffs and abilities, whatever. So, okay, here's the question, though, Michelle. So I did the introduction. I'm now 60. I'm doing the world quests. I'm dabbling, you know, with the battleground shit. I don't even fucking know how to get back there.
You go to the maw and you take a portal.
But shouldn't that be in the fucking dungeon finder?
You jump into the maw in Ouroboros at the top floor. You jump into the white circle.
Yeah, I know that.
And
I know
then you
that.
Go to the maw. And then, so you want to do that once a week. Go to the mall, get your five souls.
But shouldn't that be in the dungeon finder? The Torghast thing?
No, because you're just complaining about portals and how everything's instanced and you really want to go there, but then you want something like this. I think.
But if that's supposed to be some kind of like, well, that is an instance thing. There's no way of getting around it. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, but you want to physically be there. So you can feel the imposing tower and castle.
Oh, you mean I should go to the mall and then jump into a fucking portal to get in there or go through some...
Mm-hmm. No, you should see it in the distance and walk to it. It's all a little off. You're right. It's not perfectly done. But
because then if I go back to the maw, then what? I got to battle a bunch of fucking guys on the way to goddamn Torghast?
No, you don't. Okay. There's no dudes, really. You can even run by if you have war mode on. Like, it's fine to get to Torghast. And that's where the rune carver will be. You'll get a memory in Torghast, and you can learn it, and then you can craft a legendary with Soul Ash. So the first one, I think, is like 1800 or something. I forget. I have it written down. But you making a legendary might be fun for you, kind of see which ones you're able to get, which ones drop for you, and craft one. And
right.
I don't know. I can't see you doing any of this. Like, a Torghast run is six floors. It's going to take you hours. I don't think you're going to do it. I don't think, like, the first couple of wings, maybe. Like, because it goes up to, like, nine now or something. And so one, two, three, maybe whatever. But I just know how you play, and there's, like, no quitting, no coming back later. Like, you have to do it.
I don't know. We'll see. I will do it, Michelle. How dare you?
All right. Well, make a goal a week and do it. So at least this week you did what you wanted to do. You're upset with Revendreth, though. That's too bad. I was hoping you'd like it, but...
I mean, upset's a strong word. It's just, you know, having gone through all of it and just looking at where I am, I wish it looked a little different.
Yeah.
No matter what it looks like, though,
at the end of the day, you're doing the same shit.
I am, yeah.
You know? It's like... I don't know if that would have saved it for you.
True. Yeah, I guess it is the level design. It's not big enough. The world, the maps, like we said, you know, things aren't spread out enough. You know, everything is on top of each other. It's like you're just, I don't know what the thought process is. They're like, we want non-stop action. Is that what we want with this game? People are getting bored. We didn't want to walk through a field for 5 minutes.
Yes. Maybe people like that. They get on, new players. There are different types of MMOs now. Everything's like instant gratification. So, like, let's just port there, port here. All right.
Right.
So let's move on to some listener question that we got. This one is from Corey. I think he's being serious because he says, hi, no troll. No joke, no something I won't say. I'm trying to impress someone I know who plays WoW. What is the sexiest class or spec? So, John, why don't you take this first? Because I don't know. I don't know if they're being serious.
Yes. Now, yeah, you mean so, to look at, like, are you, yeah. you want to have sex appeal?
I think he wants to have sex appeal to impress another man or woman. I don't know. There's many ways you could interpret that.
Well, I mean, is it man or what? I mean, that's an important question.
It's hard,
you know,
because
druid, you know, you might want to be a bear. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
Okay. That's right.
Right?
That could work. If you want to get in touch with your feral side, if you're a furry, there's a lot of furries that like druids. I got to know more about this person, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Like,
is there any like class or spec or race or anything you see where you're turned off, like an orc or a troll or something? You're just like, ew, and you don't like that person. Like, does that happen to you?
Well, yeah, I like the races that look the most human. Like,
okay.
Right. So I'm not going to be turned on by an orc. No, that's
okay.
Not,
so
that's
an
never
orc
happening.
Female, even if it was like your dream girl, no way. That orc, you'd be like, it's an orc.
Or a panda.
A panda.
I'm not
oh,
into pandas.
No, the panda would be an instant.
Taurans? Definitely
weirdos
not into,
play
like,
pandas.
Cow people? I don't get that.
So I guess what I would say is take control
elves
of the situation, Corey.
Yeah.
I think be a class of substance, okay? So maybe you roll a tank and you have a plan and, you know, don't you think, like, you're in control, John, right? Like, isn't that a good sign?
Yeah.
Don't be some dipshit. I think be knowledgeable. But just play something you're good at. I can't specifically tell you what the best one would be for you.
What about visuals, though? So
visuals. Well, demon hunters look cool, right? They've got all this green shit flying off of them. They rip their shirt off and, like, grow horns.
Yeah,
I mean,
they are, you know, listen,
if
I'm
that's
not going to disagree with you.
Thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't personally have
they're
a
They're like fucking the Hulk. They come out and they're just fucking jumping around and
right. They can fly and they just dash around.
They got six-pack abs and shit.
Right, that's true. But don't female demon hunters kind of turn into males too, though? Like, it gets creepy.
I don't know.
They turn into, like, She-Hulks. I don't know. Trying to think. I mean, I happen to think blood elves are the most attractive race, personally.
But, yeah, I would say the most human ones, like elves. Like, actually, that's what I play, too, is elves and humans, really.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I have so a few random things like Taurans and shit, but that's... Mm-hmm. There's no sexy time there for me.
I mean, it's going to depend on the person. Somebody else may really be into it.
But,
cow.
You know, like the warlock with the
write
succubus, that's a pretty sexy couple right there, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Corey, you're going to have to write us back and give us more details because we could be leading you down a bad path. He's going to be like, this girl dumped me. I rolled a Tauren and she called
well,
me.
Well, maybe she's into that. Maybe
I don't know. If she is,
maybe,
I might continue
maybe
looking.
She's from Wisconsin. It's like a,
that's
it's
true.
Like a
she's
dairy
eating cheese
thing.
Curds and shit
it's
while
like a,
she's playing.
Maybe there's like a dairy fetish, right? Which I'm
it
sure
could
there
be.
Is.
Oh, there probably like is a, on like a role-playing
like
realm?
Like a lactating
ew, okay.
fetish. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe
so
you should name yourself something that's like sexually perverse, like Utters
Borden.
Or something.
What is Borden?
What's Borden? What is that?
Isn't it like a brand of cheese?
Sargento? Oh, God, I love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you should do like all deans. Like, you call yourself like.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. That would.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Personally,
and if you guys both
be.
Rolled Taurans, wouldn't there be like multiple nipples involved?
That's true. There could be. I would just say play a
I
character
think
you're good at.
It would be utterly fantastic.
Because you want someone with skill, right?
Utterly.
Yeah. Whatever you're the best at, Corey, that's my advice. Whatever, be the best you can be. That will be your best chance, I think, because you don't want to be a fumbling idiot. That's going to be her job. So anyway, let's talk about this. League of Legends MMO. Okay? Ghost Crawler. I'm so fucking tired. Ghost Crawler. He's a fucking donut now. Ghost Crawler is working on it. Now, he's one of the fan favorite developers from WoW. He used to be around in the forums a lot. He was very communicative. If that's a word. He says, I have news. My recent job at Riot has been to help develop the League universe, which we're going to need because it is time. My new job is to kick off in a big, massive way, a game that many of you, many writers have been asking for us and we're hiring. So do you think the League of Legends community wants an MMO?
Is this going to be mobile?
I think it's going to be free. I think it's going to be on everything. I think it's going to be very Chinese. I think it's going to be pay to win. I think it's
I mean, if it's on mobile.
Doesn't
that just automatically write a check for them?
I don't know if it's going to pull a lot of people from WoW. I mean, it might pull some, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm definitely interested. The more MMOs, the better for me. Because like I said, I want games where you can get together with people and go in dungeons, you know, or do group stuff. So I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I think MMOs are making a comeback. they're getting a little more buzz recently. Like, there was a time when they were very popular, and then I think they
I think World of Warcraft needs true competition, because I don't really know who the competition is. Is it Lord of the Rings? Is it...
Well, Amazon's new Lord of the Rings one could be good. Ashes of Creation has some buzz. Mm-hmm. Elder Scrolls is cool for what it is, but to me it was more of a single-player thing. The dungeons were kind of shit. Star Wars was the same thing. WoW has the best group content. It has the best raids, the best dungeons, and I think that's what we have to take down if you want to get those... you know, hardcore people. But I feel like with League, what they're going to want to do is do something more casual friendly. And, but we'll see. It's going to be exciting, probably years away. Also, really quickly.
Do they make it like competitive or something? Is there competitive MMOs? Does that become a thing? Like Battleground?
Well, there
shit?
Already are like races to Mythic First and stuff. And WoW, like they have esports and things, but maybe. I don't know. Activision Blizzard stock closes at 27-year all-time high. I mean, that's kind of deceiving because some stocks have been doing that anyway, just with the stock market and how it's been going with like certain biotech and gaming stocks and things. But I do have some Blizzard stock, so that's good. Probably a little bit of Call of Duty helping them out there, though. John, your favorite game.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... Well, Warcraft's been doing well, and weirdly enough...
They also have, like, fucking Bejeweled and shit, whatever the hell it is,
yeah,
you know?
That Candy Crush crap.
Yeah, Candy
something.
Crush, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is also a holiday sale going on right now through January 4th. You can get a character boost for $40 instead of $60, which will get you to level 50. You can jump right in with your friends, but you can also just get one if you pre-order, or not pre-order, if you bought the $60 version of the game. But I am seeing a lot of people doing this, a lot of more alts than I would have thought, because I think this expansion is a little more alt-friendly than BFA, so people are more willing to just get on characters and try different things. There's also sales on pets and the Woof pack for $15. I can't believe I just said that.
It looks stupid.
Yeah. Call of Duty sales, though.
I looked at all that shit, and I'm like, this is all lame.
Yeah, it's like, give me something to buy.
I know.
It's not that I want like a shop, but like this looks stupid.
I don't
want
a fucking collie. I mean,
like, what
is this stuff?
Lucky Quill and Cub looks like a pet, like a dog with Down syndrome. I don't want that.
I mean, honestly, this is kind of stuff my daughter would have liked when she was younger. Like,
yeah.
So it's,
yeah, it's
like
very kiddish. Firework toy. Like, what is this?
Like, all of this stuff looks fucking lame as shit.
It does.
Okay?
It does.
Look at
it looks
fucking
too kiddy.
This 6 month subscription. What do I get? These fucking kaleidoscope wings on some fucking... What is this shit?
I don't know.
The Woof pack is like a fucking collie and a fucking murloc and a sled.
Who do they think plays this game? They know it's like 40-year-old
right.
men
oh,
at this point,
the
right?
In-game pet, Dottie. Just what I want, a fucking... Is that a lamb or... What the fuck
I don't
is
know.
That?
It's creepy looking. What? I don't like any of this.
Like, okay, I'm in the market for a badass motherfucking mount that my warlock would have, okay?
Right.
And the thing is, I will give you money for it. And every time I go in here, it's a fucking cat or something stupid.
WoW should be darker a little bit. Like, it doesn't have to be something super, you know, intense. But I think it needs to just take the edge off a little bit of that, like, kiddie, cheesy weirdness, you know? Or create stuff like that. Well, I mean, some of the maw armor looks really
cool.
Well,
have both, though. Like, right? So, like, so in-game mount, Nightmare.
The Warforged Nightmare, it's okay.
I'll give you that. I mean, that's kind of what I'm speaking about, you know, but...
Well, Sinfall Blanchie looks really cool. You should do things like that in WoW. Like, you have these goals where you come in every day and you do something kind of easy. So you just, like, can them oats and stuff for 8 days in a row and you get this cool glowing red
horse.
Well,
right now, all I'm doing is the Dreadsteed because I'm not flying anywhere, so...
Yeah. Well, it's a ground mount, but it looks really cool. It's, like, red flames and looks, like, demonic and cool, so...
Yeah,
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really think there's much other news. I think everybody is kind of off for holiday break. They're not releasing anything hugely important. But we did want to check in with you. I'm kind of half here still because I'm out of it. But anything else you want to say in closing, John?
Nope.
All right. Well, I was hoping to be a little more enthusiastic after hitting 60, but we'll see what the next show brings. I know it's a...
Well, I'm not... I haven't stopped.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying that Revendreth...
Has a lot of rubble.
Everything was leading up to that moment of me picking that goddamn covenant.
It was a little bit of a letdown.
It was like, oh, I'm in the fucking basement of some place, and this is... And it's just
This is highbrow? Where are we,
and
Kentucky?
And we're all hiding.
Yeah. This is supposed to be like old money.
I'm supposed to escape my basement that I'm in.
Right.
You need to take me to somewhere like a Vanderbilt mansion or, you know, I want some old money. I want stained glass.
Mm-hmm.
I want a grand piano, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Some nice curtains.
Right.
Red velvet.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Maybe you should make a forum post on it. No, don't. All right, guys, we will see you very soon. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing, and that is it.
All right, guys, later. Thanks, bye.